Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
That's right, Wes Moss. He's the host of Money Matters right here on WSB every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I like the fact that you are using the Lysol wipe down on your microphone before you speak.
Good morning. Yes. And I am in tears. It's been a little while since I've cried, laughed.
Yeah.
But just to hear AOC earlier today on my drive in, and then to hear Mrs. Pelosi.
Yes.
It's really warmed my heart, and I'm actually crying.
I don't want you crying on my birthday.
Well, it's a big
special
one.
Day. I'm 80 years old.
Yeah. Hey, it's a big one. What is that?
It's
that
a big 8-0. I'm the, how many nickels does it take to be 80?
Is that octo? Is that octogenarian? What's what
octogenarian?
Yes, octogenarian.
That's what I could see. The 70s are septuagenarians.
She looks like she's 48, so good job, Nancy.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. It's
my a lot of work day. Ahead, Nancy.
Yes.
A lot of work
behind,
ahead,
apparently.
A lot of long nights.
We're going to get to see my real face here in about 6 months.
Well, I guess, I don't know if that's a warning or if that's a tease.
No, it's just that my Botox, my surgery is going to start falling. It's going to be a problem, but it's okay.
Oh, it's the social distancing. You can't get the Botox. I get it. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of haircuts and a lot of Botox when we get out of this.
All right, Wes Moss. We got the Senate passed this, is it 2 point whatever? They're actually up over 2 at this point, are they not?
It's already 2+. Let's just call it 2+. I'd love for you guys to come up with, and you guys are so good at this kind of thing. You keep hearing bazooka. This is bigger than the bazooka. You keep hearing nuclear weapon. That just seems like mass destruction. So we've got to come up with some sort of analogy that this is almost like a nuclear bazooka. So if you guys come up with anything better than that,
it's
let me know.
It's the economic Super Bowl on steroids. Wes Moss. That's my first Hey, that's the first one. Okay. I just tossed that one out there.
I love nuclear bazooka.
Yeah.
It's a nuclear bazooka.
Okay.
That's great.
How about that? But right. You don't like the fact that because all those things are about destruction, whereas right. The idea behind this is you're actually preserving the economy.
I think of this truly as a bridge. It's a $2 trillion bridge project, which actually kind of makes sense. It's that big of a bridge to build. But I think the thought of this
will it take like 7 years, like a bridge usually. No, I hope not. No.
Hey, we built one in less than a year.
That's right. Wait, that was a little. It was a section though.
We did. So but it is really if you start looking at the bill, the CARES Act. CARES is the name of this bill.
These politicians always have to put their little because we care.
It's a good acronym. 883 pages, and the reality here is this is just a tremendous list of money to. Pretty much anything you can think of, and I'm thinking of a couple of things that really stood out to me are the provisions. Again, there's $20 trillion out there, and everyone talks about how terrible we are as savers, and there's a retirement time bomb.
You're saying, right now, Americans are sitting on top of $20 trillion of savings.
Yeah, inside of retirement accounts, which have special rules. So if you have a 401k or you have an IRA, which is really where a lot of the wealth is in America, it is difficult to tap into it. There's penalties to get to it. And
you're supposed to. It's tax free if you take it out at a certain age. You are taxed at a very high rate if you take it out too soon. Normally, right?
Well, no.
What?
When you put money,
if I try to take money out of my 401k before I retire, they tax the hell out of me, right?
When you start taking it out, it is taxed.
Yeah.
It is taxed in the future. There are certain accounts called Roth accounts that are tax-free, but the majority of this $20 trillion is in IRA and 401k. Once you get to 59 and a half, you can get to it without a penalty. But before that, it's penalty plus tax. After that, it's just tax.
Oh, gotcha.
Now, this provision in this bill eliminates the penalty up to $100,000 worth of money inside your 401k or IRA. So Congress is saying, wow, that's a big pot of money people should be able to get to supplement us through this period of time.
I can borrow against my 401k without penalties for how long?
Well, actually, there's different rules in that. But basically, is this is you can take up to $100,000 out of your 401k, never pay it back. And if you don't pay it back, instead of having to pay taxes and penalty, you just have to pay the taxes. However, you have 3 years to get that money back into an IRA, and then you can actually avoid the taxes.
Okay.
So that's a big deal. And then you can also...
That's a good way to get the capital that's just laying there locked up, that's personal and owned by the American people. At least gives them the option, whether or not they want to take that option, and how I would imagine the top 1% is holding on to an awful lot of this, right? I mean, we're all in the game. We're all in the game, but when you say 20... Did you say $20 trillion?
With a T.
A lot of that is I would imagine, is in the top percentile.
I think to the contrary, a little bit, is that that is the money, the really, really wealthy have money outside of retirement accounts because you can only put a limited amount in. Okay. And if you look at the upper 0.1% or maybe just the upper 1%, they have a lot of money outside of an IRA. If you sell a business for $10 million or $50 million,
you don't shove that into your savings.
That's not going to a retirement account.
I got you.
That's after tax money. But
so this is the collectively, yeah, all of us are sitting on this $20 trillion. So it seems, yeah, smart to me that in the midst of all this where we're possibly going to end up printing money, certainly borrowing money to cover this cost and get this bridge going, it's a good idea to at least let Americans access their own wealth that they're sitting on penalty-free.
Because the reality here is that you can't even, there are no loans in an IRA, right? That's where a lot of this money is, IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different than a 401k. But
I've borrowed against my 401k before when I needed to.
Right. And now this is allowed for an IRA. Now, there's a provision too for 401ks. So if you want to take a loan, now those loans have doubled.
The amount
it used to be a max of 50 grand. Today, mm-hmm, it's 100,000, and there are no repayments. So even if you have a current loan, those payments are suspended on having to get money back into the 401k for the entire 2020.
Okay.
So it's yet another vehicle or level.
Take money out now of 401k, what are the rules there? Are they the same as they've always been, basically, or do you get more time to pay it back?
Those, from what I can tell, that's typically on a five-year schedule. I think those rules still apply.
Okay, five is plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So overall, I think let's play Trump again talking. I had two clips here where Trump basically talks about everything that's in the Senate bill. So
the Senate bill, as you know, includes $350 billion in job retention loans for small businesses with loan forgiveness available.
Wait, stop right there. We were just talking off air. You think if there's any place where there's going to be some abuse that could happen, it's right there. I don't even think that you're not arguing that it shouldn't happen. But let me just say this. If you're going to pass something this big, you have to swallow the fact that there will, of course, when you start throwing this much money out there, there will, of course, be some abuse. And you just sort of accept a certain level of it. Isn't that where, as a politician, you know that there's going to be some abuse of this?
This is the part that seems gray to me, because I know we have certain industries that are, you know, it's a shutdown, and you can just tell that they're going to have no revenue, and of course they would have to let, right, a restaurant's a great example. And then you have companies that are thriving through this. So if you're selling PPE, personal protective equipment, mm-hmm, you are running and gunning. And then you've got companies kind of in that gray area where they're going to have a pretty big slowdown, but they may not have to lay people off. So my thought here is that how are they going to, from what I can tell in this bill, they're going to take an average number of employees before the crisis and average number of employees when this is over. And if you have the same amount of employees,
if you didn't fire anybody,
and if you've taken a loan to help through payroll, maybe because you had a little bit of a slowdown, but maybe you weren't going to lay off people anyway, do you then get that money granted back to you or forgiven to you? And I think that, to me, is still a little bit unclear.
Well, we should explain. Part of this is that the idea is you get the money as a small business to get yourself through this. And if you retain the same number of employees, I would imagine through the rest of the year, some level of time, if you keep the same level of, basically you don't fire anybody, then that becomes not a loan but a grant.
Correct, or a forgiven loan.
Forgiven
exactly.
loan, right, yeah.
And that, to me, is hard, yeah, to keep. That's going to be interesting to keep
track of. But it's also hard to police, right? Because as you're saying that, I'm thinking, well, if you put certain numbers on there, like you have to prove that you were in trouble as you went into this, well, people just start working the books, right? Throwing things from to last year to next year. You could work the books in such a way to make this look like a lost year, right?
You can.
So you really can't police it.
I don't know how they're going to police that.
You have to kind of accept it, I think, that they're going to, because it's the old greater good argument, right? It's going to do a greater good. Businesses will be kept afloat, but some people will take advantage of the system no matter what the system is, right?
I think that's right. And anytime, well, we've never had anything this massive anyway. I mean, $2 trillion is hard to even fathom.
What was TARP? Was that
TARP was
$700 billion or something like that?
Not even close.
Really?
I have a If you look at where we are, and I have this great chart from today. Let's see if I can
find it. You're good with the charts. He carries charts around with him.
In my pocket, I have this wonderful chart about I call this the global fiscal response to COVID-19. And if you look at what the United States economy, so $2 trillion, we had 900. So in the global financial crisis, the United States did $940 billion in direct stimulus via tax rebates for businesses, okay? Today, that's going to be $2 trillion. So it's double what we did during TARP. It's almost 10% of our total GDP, whereas during the financial crisis, about 6.5% of GDP.
You know, I get annoyed with politicians who get stuck on, you know, where they are and when the Democrats, oh, this is a bailout for industries. It's very different from what happened in 2008. You could blame greedy CEOs and a bunch of people on getting us into that situation. So, yeah, that indeed is a bailout. But here's the deal, and as a fiscal conservative, if the government tells me as a business owner that I have to shut down by law, that's nothing that I did on my own to lose my business. If you're going to tell me I have to shut down, then it's on you to help me get through the shutdown.
Eric Von Hessler.
Hey, listen, if you're going to hunker in your bunker, just don't bungle in the jungle, because your 401k isn't going to pay for their college anymore. This is the Von Hessler Doctrine on 95.5 WSB.
1049, the Cool Ray Carrier WSB 24-hour traffic center travel advisory in Gwinnett County. Because of construction, 985 northbound north of I-85, it's in the right lane causing tough delays for you. Use Satellite Boulevard to avoid those backups. Making your way elsewhere, dealing with construction over on 285, the inner loop is 285 southbound, south of Chamblee Tucker Road. That's exit 34. It's in the left lane. It is causing a tap of the brakes over into Tucker. And then moving over on 75 southbound at Mount Perrin Road. That's exit 256. You have construction work in the HOV as well as the left lane, so you are dealing with slight delays over in the Midtown. At this report brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being a part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. I'm Veronica Harrell, 95.5 WSB.
Men, are the effects of hypertension, diabetes, or prostate cancer preventing you from having a satisfying love life? In just one visit, the doctors at Priority Men's Medical Center can help you overcome ED or PE to regain your confidence and have you last longer in the bedroom. Name brand pills don't work for many men and can have serious side effects. The highly skilled physicians at Priority Men's Medical Center provide custom blended medications that are safe, effective, and work immediately. Regardless of your medical history or age, you'll see results on your first visit, guaranteed, or your consultation is free. So if you have problems in the bedroom, call now for a private consultation. One call, one visit, one simple solution to regain your love life. Call Priority Men's Medical Center now at 404-620-1959. 404-620-1959. That's 404-620-1959.
So, you need new siding. Well, do your homework. Improperly installed siding is common. Home Fix-It show host Dave Baker here. I've done the research. Nelson Exteriors is my only siding recommendation. They're a James Hardy Color Plus specialist. And Nelson Exteriors has more dedicated project managers per job focused on your home. The highest level of quality control and no cutting corners. A beautiful new siding job installed properly that lasts longer. Get your free siding quote from my guys. Just Google Nelson Exteriors.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Our process helps to repurpose manure so it is environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. Oh yeah, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. Oh yeah, for details, check out our website, at blackcowkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
A healthy you includes a healthy home, and Zero Risk Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning is committed to continuing cleaning for home and business owners in the greater Atlanta area. Zero Risk takes pride in being able to provide cleaner, healthier living and work environments, and will continue to do so while taking precautionary measures to keep their employees and customers safe. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119, plus a complimentary cleaning of common touch surfaces. Call 770-242-1313 or schedule online at ZeroResAtlanta.com.
You know you can count on WSB during this national emergency. And if you have a roof problem, you can also still count on my roofer, Findlay Roofing, the roof guys. Life doesn't stop and neither do roof leaks. You'll be spending more time in your home, which means keeping water out and your roof secure has never been more important. Hey, it's Eric Von Hessler. I want to reassure you that my friends at Findlay Roofing continue to follow the golden rule, especially during these difficult times. Findlay Roofing are following all CDC recommendations to keep you, their employees, and the community safe. You can still schedule a free roof analysis, just like I did, but when they arrive, they will respect social distancing, they won't shake your hand even though they wash theirs, and they will limit personal interactions and the touching of surfaces. If you see water or you just want peace of mind, think of Findlay first and schedule your free roof analysis at roofroof.com.
Atlanta's news and talk, 95.5 WSBB FM and HD1 Doraville, and on AM 750 WSB Atlanta.
Everything you know about buying and owning your new air conditioning system just changed. Cool-Ray is breaking the rules and changing the game. Buy your new high-efficiency carrier system from Cool-Ray, and you'll never pay for any repair again, ever. This is not a lease offer. You own your system. I'm Dave Baker from WSB's Home Fix-It Show. This new offer from Cool-Ray and Carrier is the ultimate game changer in the heating and air business. Cool-Ray's lifetime parts and labor warranty includes every part, all the labor, even service call fees. Cool-Ray and Carrier, zero repair costs for life. There's just no safer way to own your new heating and cooling system. Get Cool-Ray's lifetime parts and labor warranty. Break the rules. Change the game. Never pay to repair your system again. Cool-Ray and Carrier, turn to the experts.
This is Governor Brian Kemp. As the people of Georgia continue to combat the spread of COVID-19 and its impact, I'm inviting you to a statewide broadcast town hall.
Tonight at 8 on 95.5 WSB and the WSB radio app.
Self-isolation never sounded so good. Listen to Atlanta's news and talk while you're at home on the WSB radio app or tell your smart speaker, play 95.5 WSB.
Speaking to Wes Moss, who holds our hand every day through the economic end of this COVID-19
from a distance
crisis. Yes, we are social distancing, and you're still you leave here in shelter in place, right? That's our rule around here.
This
I don't
is the
want
only
you
place...
leaving here go out glad handing with your Wall Street buddies. You
There's
go home
no glad
shelter in place.
I go right to my little home office. I shut the doors,
mm-hmm.
and that's all I do. I have my own little. Now I do have a radio set up in my home. Now,
yeah,
it's finally plugged in. So if you guys,
oh yeah,
ever...
we're already on Plan B. But I like coming in as long as we can. We come in here. We have one studio that no one else is allowed to come in except for us, and then we all have an agreement that we go home and shelter in place. Now, Jared, who knows if anybody's going to break it? It'll be him. But
no handshaking. No handshaking.
Now, Wes, I got this as a push alert from Wall Street Journal. I want to get your quick, and I don't have a whole lot of information here, but as a libertarian, now there's the music. As a libertarian, I've got to tell you, this makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up a little bit. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin indicated that the U.S. government would take stakes in airline carriers in exchange for billions in direct grants to the companies. Does that mean they're going to have a seat on the board or something? And
It doesn't seem like full nationalization. It just seems almost like an activist hedge fund guy that would get a seat on the board.
But isn't this a way that like AOC could say you have to pay everybody this amount? Your carbon footprint has to be this.
Depends on how many seats
my
on the board.
My libertarian spidey sense does not like this, but I don't have a whole lot of information on it. Wes Moss hosts Money Matters right here on WSB every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe.
Wes Moss.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.